funny the way it feels like a tip sideways sometimes.
Just a little bit of a angle.
Like a bit of a, yeah. Is that because of where the sail's facing or?
It's where they're skipping, yeah.
Aye. Is that a motorboat?
That's it. The ribs being lazy, just sitting there.
Why aren't they moving?
No, just sitting about doing nothing.
And you have to use sails on them as well?
No, they've just got big horsepower motors on the back.
Oh, right. I don't know that you'd feel as much through one of them as you would through a normal, like a sailboat or a speedboat.
Sorry?
Like, you'd feel it moving, the rib, but...
Yeah.
I don't think you'd feel quite as much movement as you would through a one that you were sailing or one like a speedboat or something.
Mm-hmm. Right.
How many boats will they be out racing on Saturday? Like?
I'm not sure, because from all over, there may be 30 or 40 boats.
Wow.
Which is quite spectacular to see.
A bit. What, the club flag sort of?
Aye. I thought you were going to launch that spinnaker.
You did.
That's it.
No.
It's been up and down already.
amazing how fast it's going though. Like, it doesn't feel like it would be that, like...
Oh, right.
But it does, but what I mean is, compared to what you feel with your fingers...
Yes.
It's actually faster than I...
Faster than you thought it was.
Like, yeah. Mm. That's really interesting.
Good.
Cold that water though. I wouldn't want to capsize in that.
There's a few jellyfish in there too. I wasn't going to tell you about that until after.
Oh dear.
So now I'm on the loose side and you're higher off the water. Yeah.
Aye.
Sign travels miles.
It does, yeah.
The most spectacular thing that I've ever witnessed on here is there was a thunderstorm went round Belfast and it went round the hills.
Mm-hmm.
And I was out in the middle here, quite a large yacht, and we could follow the lightning as it went round the hills.
Wow.
Over. From the Carrick, it went from Whitehead and then over to our left and over Knocker Monument, like Green Island, and then round the hills and into Belfast, and then went all the way out the other side and over Hollywood and Bangor.
Gosh!
You know, it just went all the way around the lock, and we were in the middle of the lock, and it was quite spectacular.
And how did that affect the boat? Like, what did it...
Hmm?
How did it affect the...
The boat?
Yeah.
Not at all.
Wow. That's really interesting.
Because it sort of stuck to the higher ground.
Aye.
And we're low down. And,
aye.
And so it didn't affect us at all, really. So now we're heading the other way. Towards Bangor, away from Belfast. Just change direction. Unfortunately, very, very shortly, we're going to have to start heading.
Aye. Do you have like a favourite time of the day you like to sail, or doesn't it really matter you what time of the day you sail, or?
Sorry?
Do you have like a favourite time that you like to sail, or?
No, as long as there's a bit of wind. The evenings very often the wind drops away.
Aye.
There's stayed just enough there, enough of a breeze.
Mm.
There's a weather front coming, so that's why there's a bit of wind. It's going to build all night now tonight. Mm.
Can you tell by looking, just by looking at the weather, like what's happening now, like what's going to...
Mm.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's one of the more important things that you have to be aware of.
Mm. Do you do any courses in it then, or?
We do.
I suppose you would have had to as well then when you were starting out and stuff.
Oh yeah, everybody has to. Uh-huh. Yeah, there's a number. Anybody starting off sailing has to. It's not a case of in a sailing boat.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely need to have some instruction.
Aye.
And to do some courses.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, with some of these big motor boats,
yeah,
somebody can go out and buy one and never do a course in their life and go out and terrorise everybody and annoy the Coast Guard and all sorts of things because they don't know what they're doing, and they're generally the ones that need looking
more
after
help. Aye.
And rescued and stuff like that. So, right. Start ahead in now.
Which
is starting to cool down as well.
I wonder how a blind sailor would tell.
It would have to be with the. Well, they have the blind world championships.
Ah, yeah.
And what they do, they have a blind person on the helm steering the boat, a blind crewman, and a sighted person giving technical assistance.
Ah.
Calling the, you know, the directions they need to go and stuff like that.
So the sighted person would be able to tell them if there's any warnings or anything to look out for.
Well,
know.
Yeah, and the course and,
aye,
you know, what direction they need to be and stuff like that.
That's really interesting,
it's up to the blind people to sail the boat.
Aye.
Oh, Bill's a prime example. He was in the... He sailed in the blinds.
All right.
So Bill Foster's the man.
Oh, Bill Foster.
In the new.
His name rings a bell. I don't think I know him now.
Hmm?
I don't think I know him.
Do you not know Bill?
I don't know.
Right, he's our main blind sailor.
I might know him if I spoke to him.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard his name mentioned.
He's a tandem rider in
all sorts. That's where I heard him mentioned.
He does everything.
Yeah, we did tandem last Saturday.
Oh, right.
Oh.
There you go. A little bit of a gust.
That's interesting.
And that was the wake from a motorboat that went out a while ago. It was caught up with us.
Aye.
We're just coming up to the marina entrance now.
Happy days.
Trying to keep the wind in the sail. It's very quiet as we get closer to.
It's amazing how quiet it is out here, but yet, if you really listen,
there's a lot of sounds.
You can hear so many other things.
Mm. Mm. And the sound travels so far when you're out on the water. Can you hear him singing?
Aye.
That's the sea rover.
Well, all right.
That's a rib just come out of the marina mouth that we're about to go into.
Ah.
So we're going to get his wig in a minute.
Hmm. A little while after, he's still there, like whenever.
Because the wind's because the wind is coming more or less straight out into the mouth of the marina, we have to zigzag to get in.
Oh, I see. Hasn't broken on us this time.
Hmm?
At least the boat hasn't broken this time.
Oh no. I won today as well. So there's loads of rocks just on our right hand side here.
Uh-huh.
And the tide's quite far right, so I'm gonna turn again.
an ice cream van.
The rocks are close to us on the left-hand side now.
Sorry?
Rocks are close to us on the left-hand side now. Can you turn again?
I could hear an ice cream van there earlier.
Up by the castle, I think.
Yeah.
Somebody on top of a ramp with a golden lab.
Aww. I wonder if it's got a pink nose. Or is it a white? Is it nearly white, the lab? That'll be mine.
Quite blondie. But,
mine's very pale.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, is that he or is she?
They're both dogs or girls.
Oh, right.
One's sort of really, like, nearly white.
Mm-hmm.
And that one's my one. I wonder if she can see us.
They've gone back up to the...
Oh.
Let me just come to see where we're at.
I expect they'll go nuts whenever we get back to them. Like, mommy. Follow in.
So we're inside the marina now.
Time remaining.
So the wind's coming directly from where we need to be, so we're going to have to zigzag.
Zigzagger.
Yeah.
It's so weird feeling being out in the water, like how, as I said, it was quiet, but yet you can hear things, and that's really weird.
Mm-hmm. It's all the cloths and the ropes. And...
That's us on a wee sail. Boat. Wow.
Getting closer and closer, slowly. Getting closer to them.
It's like drifting, isn't it? Yeah.
It is, yeah.
And I love the way when it turns, because you can hear people's voices in different directions.
Yeah.
Something's coming up. I think.
There's
I can hear.
There's a boat coming from behind us, yes.
Is that one of these boats, or is it a...
No, it's a...
Motorboat, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Wow.
Rib stanced war, rigid bottom, inflatable boat.
Oh!
That's what rib is for. It's because it's got rigid hull, and then the sides are inflated tubes.
Oh my word.
Big inflated tubes.
Yeah.
Alright?
Yeah.
One more turn, and we should with you there.
Ah, certainly sounds like everyone's a lot closer now.
Hmm?
Everyone's definitely a lot closer. I think it was a lusty bag when I got to go on the on the speedboat.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good crack, like. Was it lifting somebody out or something?
No, they're just pushing the boat off.
Another boat?
Yeah, the big one, the big 20-foot one.
Oh, right. So they not pack up at 9, no?
Yeah. They're maybe just taking it.
Ah.
Onto its berth.
So where do these boats stay?
These get taken up, pulled up onto the dock, onto their trailers.
Ah.
We have arrived.
Happy days.
If you keep your hands in until we get all tied up.
No worries.
We don't get trapped fingers.
Yeah, that wouldn't be very pleasant. Yeah. Bang.
Sam!
And that's us, guys. Just pulled back into the marina, and that's a wee audio view of us having a wee go on a sailing boat. It's quite a long one, audio view, so I'll upload this when I get back, and hope you enjoy listening to it when I post it. New recording. Published. Button.